Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are back, but it is not Wednesday.
Yeah, wait, what's up with that? It's not Wednesday.
This is Monday, and you guys are probably super confused, but we have a surprise.
An extra episode for you. Happy Monday, baby.
Exactly. The cat is out of the bag. We're doing another episode every week now, you guys. This is crazy.
We have so much time, so let's just do it, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Welcome to The Happening. This is going to be our new bonus episode of GOTG. It's not going to be the same as the regular episode, though.
No, it's not going to be the same. We have been wanting to add another episode for a second now. We were talking about it, but we obviously wanted to make it different. Our original episode will still go up every Wednesday, the original format. Nothing will be changed. But we want to talk more. We want like something for your Monday, because Monday morning is very important. We want to give you a little Monday motivation, a little light chatter, you know?
I'm definitely here for it. I always refresh my like podcast on Monday morning because I'm like need inspo to like get out of my bed. I'm like actually need. So this is kind of great. Like it's good like timing and everything, I feel like.
Yes, definitely. So yeah, this is a bonus episode every week, which is really exciting. We hope you guys are excited too.
We do. And this is going to be different than our normal episodes. In our normal episodes, I feel like we have our structure pretty down. We, you know, talk about our weeks and then we do a current favorite and then we hop into some sort of topic where we try to provide some sort of value, versus this episode, The Happening is going to focus more on, we're still going to talk about our lives, of course, because naturally we're influencers.
Lifestyle influencers.
Lifestyle. But it's also going to be a lot of like pop culture. We asked you guys what you wanted to see and many of you express that pop culture is something that you would like us to like touch on. And obviously we're not trying to be out here like a news outlet. I think that's like really critical that we say it's all fun, lighthearted, just us sharing our opinions on what's going on in pop culture and just sparking a convo with you guys too. I think it will be fun. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'd say like our basic goal for this episode is to honestly just be like, we're all sitting at brunch, dinner, if you will, if you're more of a dinner person, just literally talking about things. Like, we're going to talk about our favorite shows on Netflix. We're going to talk about movies that are coming out, music, things that are happening in the news with celebrities. Again, to reiterate what Brooke said, we're not trying to be your daily news outlet. It's going to be very, honestly, like surface level, very chill, like just like some gals chatting, you know, just very fun. Very.
We love a good fun time. But to kick it off, we're going to start off every single episode because it is Monday and we still want to give you guys your daily dose of motivation, if you will. Kind of similar to what we do in our normal
pod. Monday. Gotta
get after it this Monday. So we're going to share like a quote or a piece of advice or some sort of like inspo for the week.
I love it. Yeah. So basically our format is going to be this favorite quote. We're going to start with our motivation, like Brooke said, and then we're going to talk about so one of our favorite something of pop culture, and then we're going to talk about things happening in pop culture. The Happening.
Love. So
what's your like favorite quote?
Yeah, mine right now. Okay, so as we know, well, not as we know, but as you know, Danielle, I don't even know why. I just got like thrown off this week and I got off track. Like I lost sight of my goals and I was like, who am I? When you have some of those weeks where you're just like, you slip into like bad habits and stuff. So I just needed to reel it in. And I found this quote that really, reel it in.
We're reeling it in.
I found this quote that I really like. Well, I've seen it before, obviously, but it's, and we talk about it on the show all the time, but it's look at how far you've come and don't look back.
I love that.
Are you here for it? Okay.
I love that.
Thank you. We're trying our best because, yeah, I think it's easy for people to like also reflect on the past, dwell on the past. What if? What could have been? And I think it's so important to just like keep moving forward. And this is something that I'm like really trying to push towards myself right now and not like dwelling on, I don't know, whether it be people, experiences, whatever. We have to keep moving forward because, you know, the only way is up. So let's keep going. And
nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Literally.
I love that, Brooke.
What's your quote? I'm excited. I feel like you always find good quotes.
Okay, so I actually have two. You just made me think of another. Is that all right? Are we okay with that?
I think I'll make an exception this one time.
Okay. So this is the one I just remembered. This is actually something that was on a Dove dark chocolate wrapper.
Oh my gosh, stop this. Okay.
But your quote made me think of it. It says, make your past self jealous. Don't you love that?
Yeah, I do love that. That's really good. Not even jealous. I say I like the make your past self proud, but jealous is even more like.
Yeah. I don't know. Just like, let's keep improving. I don't know. It's kind of feisty now that I say it out loud, but.
No, I do like it. I feel like we're both on this vibe of like self-improvement lately, even though we always are, but especially like this week. So I'm here for
this week. We've been, Brooke and I have just been like FaceTime each other to like motivate each other, like literally, not about the podcast, just like with life, you know, gotta hype each other up sometimes.
I think we've talked on the phone every day this week, which is like very not like us.
I know, it's kind of cute.
It is. Like Danielle's like walking from class, she's like, call you in 5. I'm like, oh, okay. Like a call, who is she? Like,
well, I think, well, also I never called you when you were at work, because I mean, it was, you had a 9-to-5 job, so now I'm like, well, I mean, pretty good chance she'll be around.
I mean, I'm probably, or I'm doing something that I can answer the phone, so
yeah. But okay, so here's the quote that I wanted to share.
Okay,
the manager of Purevelo posted on her story, and I was like, girl, that is awesome. Ooh. It says, I am no longer shrinking to fit the places I've outgrown.
Love
that. Sit. Oh, isn't that my just like,
gosh, yes.
I mean, you can apply that to so many different situations, whether it's like an ex-boyfriend. This isn't for me, but like whether it's like an ex-boyfriend that keeps trying to like come back and talk to you and you're trying to like make it work, or like friends or something. I don't know. Like, I feel like you can apply it so many different ways, and it just like it hit hard.
Exactly. If it's something that doesn't like fit with your life right now, like if you're on a certain path and it's like that doesn't really like align with it, or I don't know. I really like that, Danielle. That's a really good one.
It was just like, if it's not benefiting you anymore, like, why are you trying to, like, cater to this person, to this need? Whatever it is, like, just do you. I don't know.
I'm here for it.
Monday motivation. Get after it, ladies. We're so proud of you. And gents. I'm sorry. And gents.
Yeah, I know. I hope that you guys are all having a great Monday, attacking the day. Let's also share in the Galslingo Facebook group, on the Instagram too. We're going to do a post on the Instagram, like, what are you doing this Monday, like getting after it and stuff. So please interact with us on there at Gals on the Go podcast.
Please interact with us. And while we're on it, if you purchase some Gals on the Go merch, make sure to tag us. We're always featuring you guys on the gram. Brooke and I always post you guys on our stories, like our personal stories. Like, if it looks cute and I'm like, wow, like, they're rocking the merch, like, we're going to post it.
100%. Also on that, I know that we're like asking for a lot right now, but I just want to say that when people tag listening to Gals on the Go on their Instagram story, it still just makes my day. Like when people send the screenshots or like listening in their car, on the move, like, thank you. Truly.
It makes our day like no other. It's such, I mean, who doesn't love a little validation? I like validation. And it's definitely some validation because we're just some gals sitting here recording on a mic to each other, just talking. And it's nice to know people actually like to listen.
It is definitely really, really cool. And we've built like this like community with you guys, and it's been really, really dope. So thank you guys.
Yeah. Love you guys. So now we want to do something every week where we talk about our favorite show we're watching or song that we're loving or a playlist, something, you know, related to pop culture, I suppose, not like beauty favorite. That's like for our other episode. But so today we thought we'd talk about what shows we're watching right now.
I'm here.
So what
for
are you
it.
Watching?
Okay, I tweeted about this. I found this through one of my friends from work, Jordan. She told me, I was like, hey, guys, need a new Netflix show. She was like, watch Modern Love on Amazon Prime. I was like, Amazon Prime, that's like a stretch. Like, I mean, I'm here for Amazon Prime shows for sure, but like like I was asking for like a Netflix Hulu vibe, and then this kind of came out of left field. I was like, all right, I mean, like, I guess I'll try it. And it's one of those shows where every episode is different, like different cast, really? Different story. Yeah, so you could pick up, you know, you could watch one in the middle of the season or whatever, but they have a great cast. They have like Anne Hathaway's in one of them, and ooh, Tina Fey's in another one. Yeah, they have like and it's great. So it's all, Modern Love is a column for the New York Times, and it's literally about modern love.
Like, I love that myself,
but it's really good. So some of them are about, you know, couples that have gotten back together. Some of them, the one that Anne Hathaway is in is actually amazing. It's all about like, I don't even know how to describe it, like mental illness meets love and like, you know, coming clean with who you are. Like they're really like deep topics, but I just binged it. I was just sitting here watching it, and it really made me feel really single, but it's a fantastic show and I would highly recommend.
I literally might have to start that tonight. It sounds so good.
It's good because it's like just, you could pick it up and like watch it whenever. It's like not,
yeah,
like you get sucked in the sense that you want to watch the next one, but they're not all interconnected, so it's not like leaving you on a, like, what is that, like leaving you on,
right,
a, what is that called, leaving you on a
cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. That's it. Here we go.
I used to use that. I was such a reader back in the day. I'm sure you were too. Yeah. Like in elementary, middle school. And like, oh, that cliffhanger though. Am I right?
Oh my gosh. When like the click books or something like left off. Yes. And wait like another like 3 months for the next one to come out. Oh, tragic.
The woat.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I just started. I feel like Brooke's watched more episodes of Modern Love than I've watched this show. I straight up just started. I've only watched the first episode. But Looking for Alaska is a book that I read. You know,
I read that too.
You did? Yeah, everyone like read that. It was a John Green book. And I was on Hulu the other day and I saw that it came out as a series on Hulu. And it is amazing. I just watched the first episode. The music is so good. Like, the way it is just so well done. And I'm so excited to watch the rest. Apparently, it's a tearjerker. My friend Dawson sent a Snapchat in our group snap and was like bawling. She's like, why? And I'm like, oh, great. I can look forward to that. But
wait, I totally didn't even know that that was a show. Like, I was. When did this come out?
You didn't see it on the Hulu homepage?
No, I definitely didn't.
It just came out, I want to say, in the last week or so, because I just saw it. And I thought it was a movie. And then my friend Dawson was like, I just finished the series. It's just so cool that they made it a series. And the character, the actors they picked were so interesting. I just love the music. I love movie soundtracks. I don't know why. And it's just so well done. And it like gets you in, not in your feels. It's like a Perks of Being a Wallflower vibe, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean.
So you have to be in that mood. But it's like very fall, I feel like. I don't know.
I really want to watch it. I definitely did not know that this was a series because I feel like John Green books were like all the rage when we were like
high school age.
It was like every girl was like, wait, what was the other one? It was like Looking for Alaska. Yeah,
the main one.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Fault in Our Stars.
Yes, The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars. Yeah, that one is like a really sad movie too. I feel like all, and he definitely had some other stuff, but you know that he was like a YouTube guy first.
Yeah, he does Crash Course. I used to use him for
Shoot, I forgot about that. No, but he did other stuff too. Crash Course was fantastic. Wow.
That's the same John Green, right?
Yeah, he also was founder of VidCon.
Oh my God, T.
Hank and John Green. It was his brother and him. Yeah, Hank. Hank.
Hank. It's such a name.
It is such a name. Hank is such a like Hank. Oh, my buddy Hank. Like
yeah, my buddy Hank. Wait, what? Oh, sorry. I just
Danielle's texting.
Can I just tell you guys what I just said what I texted?
Can I ask the context?
I could kind of say it. So we're all going, I don't know how to say it. Basically, it's our plans for semi tomorrow. There's a ton of us going. So a ton of these guys asked my friends. And it's like about plans. And I said, oh my God. I straight up just said, wait, what? Out loud. And that's what I texted.
God, Danielle's that's brain awkward. Today. Danielle's brain going wrong.
Oh my God. Speaking of, I don't know if this is very pop culture, but I curated my first charcuterie board, cheese board tonight. It was very exciting. It was all thanks to Brooks.
No, I love this. So let's hear what was the inspo behind this. You went to Trader Joe's?
Yes. So very, very simple. I mean, if you watched my vlog, like you saw all the behind the scenes, I just like had this craving and just desire to create my cheese board. And it was very simple. Next time Delaney and I talked about it, and we're like, okay, we're going to add salami, you know, different crackers. Brooke was suggesting we use plain crackers. I got bread that was like flavored, it didn't go. So we did brie, we did manchego, and prosciutto.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
manchego's really good. It was really good. But question, Brooke, do you call it a cheese board or charcuterie board?
I call it cheese because I actually don't do meat, which would make it charcuterie is cheese and meat, I believe.
Right.
And
okay.
I don't do meat.
I didn't know you didn't do meat.
I don't I'm not a big fan. I mean, if I'm making for like a larger party, I would, but I personally don't like dried meats. Like, I literally hate saying it out loud. I don't know why it feels so weird, like dried meats.
I don't like salami. I don't like any other meat other than prosciutto, at least in that realm.
Yeah, that's like very common. I definitely can see how people would like it. I'm very picky when it comes to meat in general, so that's I just do cheese. But charcuterie sounds more classy anyways. And you made it very well-rounded. You should follow, a good follow for everybody is at that cheese plate on Instagram, and then at cheese by numbers. And so the cheese plate one shows the finished product, and cheese by numbers shows you how to construct a cheese plate. I wish I was on these people's level. I think that they're having an event.
This is beautiful.
Right? Best Instagram follow.
Do I follow Cheese by Numbers? Will I be interested in
yes,
that?
Yes, you definitely will be. And they have great Instagram stories Ooh. And stuff too. It's just like really like fun content.
Oh, Cheese by Numbers is dope. You like swipe through and it shows yes. the process.
Yes.
Oh no. What have oh my you gosh. Created, Brooke?
I'm so excited, Danielle. They're having an event in Boston. I think I'm going. I know. It's oh called like God. It's like cheese and astrology. Like I wish I was kidding. I know.
I'm flying up just for that.
Do you want to come? It's like November 16th or something. I'm excited.
I think I'm coming on my way, booking flights now.
Yeah. There's something about cheese. It just really gets me going.
Oh, shoot. Boys, listen up. Take Brooke to get a charcuterie board or cheese board. Oh, my God. Yeah. Cheese board.
Like wine and cheese is so like romantic and classy. High key.
With jazz music. Definitely.
Okay. So I've been meaning to ask you because I watched your vlog. In terms of jazz music, what playlist are we using? Do you just search jazz?
Okay, yes. No, very good question because you can't just look up jazz. Like, it just doesn't work like yeah. that. So Delaney has a playlist called Jazzy, and that one is jazz music with words. So it's like your typical Fly Me to the Moon, like Frank Sinatra, Little Ella Fitzgerald.
Wait, I'm looking her up now. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Jazzy. And actually, I just found out that Katie Bellotti has a playlist called Jazzy as well. She sent it to me. So whichever one. They're both great. They're both called Jazzy. Delaney created it, though. And then there is – and then so Katie Bloody also posted a story a couple of days ago of her reading a book with jazz music in the background. And I had the sound on. And I was like – it was instrumental jazz. But it was so – it was just like you're sitting at like a lounge. It was good jazz. And I was like, what's that playlist called? And it's called Autumn Jazz. So Autumn Jazz with a dot or the period at the end. So that's what I've been listening to. Like, it's just – I listened to it in the shower. Like, it's very specific. Like, some of my friends –
oh, I found Autumn really Jazz. Weird. Ooh. Okay. I'm saving
It's just like
both.
A loungy vibe. Like, if you have friends over and you're having your cheese board and your wine, it's like a nice – to talk over kind of.
That's so classy. Bye-bye. Like, when people come here, I play, like, hard EDM. And I'm like –
Well, I've learned, Brooke, I don't know about you, or maybe it's like a Southern thing. Like, not all my friends really like EDM, so I have had to tone it down. But now getting more involved with spin, like, thankfully, EDM is really prevalent. But, like, my friends just like rap or, like, jam bands. Well, you would know. You went to school yeah. here.
Oh, did I?
You so went to school at UTA.
When did I graduate again? I feel like so far removed. But, no, I totally get it. I don't know. I feel like I just play, like, what music I like, and I don't really think about I need to get better, I guess, about thinking what my guests want to listen to. Like,
No. I'm very selfish. Like, if I'm in the car with people, I mean, sometimes I'll ask, but I usually just play a playlist. Like,
yeah, but that's even so much more annoying. Like, oh, the worst is when someone's driving and then they like hand you their phone. They're like, put on whatever you want, and you're like, skirt. Like, I don't know,
skirt. Like, I want to listen to Bass Nectar, but you guys might want Taylor Swift. I don't know.
So funny.
It's so funny. Too good.
So should we hop into, I mean, not even hop into, so we pulled, I guess, like, just some
skip into.
Should we skip?
We pulled.
Should we leap? we pulled. we did acquire some articles online, just like some things that are happening in the news recently, and Halloween is coming up, so I'm really particularly excited about one
Boom.
Of these.
Did I scare you?
Literally not at all. That was like horrible. Remember when people used to like boo people's houses? Like, they would put like the candy on your front porch and you would have to like make the photocopies and like do the whole bit.
Okay, well, funny you say that. I've never booed anyone. And Delaney was like, we should boo our neighbors at our apartment building. And I was like, what are you talking about? Apparently this is a thing. And I thought it wasn't a thing in Tampa. And then I like Snapchatted my friends from home and they're like, no, we all did that. So it's just like not a my neighborhood thing.
Maybe.
So
my
you did that?
They used to hate when we got booed. They were like, we're not doing this BS.
What do you mean photocopy?
Okay, so it's like a piece of paper and it says you just got booed with like a picture of like a ghost on it, and you're supposed to go upstairs and like photocopy it like 10 times and go do it to like 10 other houses or whatever.
Oh, I thought you like did a bag of candy.
With a bag of candy attached. Oh. But you do the you just got booed like piece of paper with it, and it says, I think sometimes it says on the bottom, you know, like send this to 10 of your neighbors, like pass it around or whatever. Maybe not 10, but I just remember like my parents were like, oh, we're not doing this. That's funny.
That is so funny. Yeah, no, never happened. That's sad.
Yeah. Well, you live in like not like an older neighborhood, but I could see like I feel like you don't have running up and down the road.
No. My neighborhood's very like everyone, like it's just like four of us kids and now we're all grown up. Like it's just not, I don't live in a traditional neighborhood at home. So
that's why.
It's all good.
So.
All right. So we pulled a couple things again. Let me reiterate. Totally surface level. Just like chill things to chat about. These are just things that I've been like seeing on my like Snapchats and stuff like that. Like whatever. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about, because I saw this one. Guys, do you ever just wonder? Because when I saw that Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber like actually got married, and like I have so many things to say about that. Like number one, 10,000 hours. Did you watch that music video, Brooke?
I didn't watch the music video. I listened to the song though.
Did you like the song? I know you're not like a country person. Yeah.
Do you love the rain?
It reminded me of like old JB, and like it was just so good. And the music video is so special. And it's just magical. So that's one thing. Two, her dress was so dope. Did you see the Till Death Do Us Part?
No. Oh my gosh. You guys, I'm so far removed. I don't pay attention to wedding culture because it just like it's so far removed.
I don't either. So I don't blame you. But I just follow her on Instagram and she posted a photo and her like, I don't know terms. Her train of her dress said Till Death Do Us Part in like dope letters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm but looking now.
Brooke, did you have this thought like when Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber got married, like what was Selena Gomez thinking? They were just together.
Yeah, were they just, but they were, that's the thing, like wasn't it kind of brief? It was like less than a year, right? Like it wasn't like super long term.
Who? Selena and Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean like obviously I don't really know, but I feel like they've been on and off for literally like 7 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, low-key, everyone was, like, rooting for them in the end because they're both, like, the child stars, not of our generation, obviously, in different fields. But, like, that would have been, like, really sick, I think. But I don't know. Did you listen to her new song is another thing that I have to say.
Yes, Lose You to Love Me and Look at Her Now. There's two of them.
Oh, well, I don't like Lose You to Love Me. I determined it's sad.
I don't either. I like Look at Her Now, though. That's, like, Look at Her Now. Like, okay.
Okay, I'm going to listen to that one. Oh, it's like an old picture of her. Wow.
Yeah, but so we found this article on Elle, and he basically Ryan Seacrest interviewed her, I guess. I can't even lie. I didn't like really read this article fully. I was just very intrigued by the title. Like I was curious if she was going to like address anything about this because I don't know. I just feel like she's so known to be his girlfriend like back in the day and like whatever. She said, I think that's why I waited this long to kind of express what I felt because I think that's the whole point. I'm always going to be honest with people. I've never not been. I might not be overly chatty about it all the time, but this is where I'm able to release it. This is where it turns into art. Actually shocks me. Some of the reaction I feel like shocks me in general because I've dealt with this for years now because everyone writes about something they felt, blah, blah, blah. So I guess these songs are kind of about that.
I feel like everyone in Hollywood, like, low-key has ghostwriters, though. So, like, I don't know. Like, it's so hard to say. And then it's like, is she doing this just for press to be, like, in the loop again with JB?
It was great timing. Song
hype? Like, yeah. There's a lot of factors that I don't know. And now that I'm, like, learning more and more about, like, Hollywood and how sus a lot of things are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She said, I don't know if I trust it says, I think these, she said the Bieber songs are done. So basically she said these two songs were me wrapping up a chapter and a pretty little bow. So basically I think it was kind of like her last two songs about him and their relationship and now she's done. But I agree with you. It's very interesting the timing this all came out.
Yeah. I mean, good for her. I guess she was like, I'm coming back and I'm coming back strong. And then like she like figured out when to do it. I don't know.
No, it's so true. What are your thoughts on Hailey Bieber? Do you like her?
I do. I love how her and, like, Kendall are buddies. Did you watch, like, that video of them with the carpool karaoke guy? And then they, like, go.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's cute. I think she's a fun gal. I do. And she's obviously beautiful. So beautiful.
I love her style. And I think it's so cool. It's, like, Alec Baldwin's niece. Like, that's so random.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here for her. I think that them as a couple are really freaking random, though.
Really, it is random. And, like, I mean, more and more I see them, like, posting and stuff. It's cute. And I guess, like, they go to church together. They're both in the church scene. And that's important to him. But she's just, like, so different than Selena, I feel like. Like, looks-wise, at least.
I feel, too.
Which is very, like, I don't know.
I feel that. But I just looked up pictures of their wedding and it looks stunning. I can't believe I never saw these before. They look so pretty. Like they have like this like
beautiful.
Pretty stuff coming from like the ceiling. I don't even know what stuff, like what, I don't know anything about it. And she looked like a million bucks. Truly a beautiful gal.
A million bucks. She's stunning. And it's crazy because were you a Bieber fan? Were you a Belieber?
I saw the movie, but I never saw him in concert. Like, what was that movie called? Like, I was never. Yeah. I made it my background for like a little bit.
Okay. So you had like posters and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the J14 posters and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you were a Belieber. I was such a Belieber. Like, I saw him in concert 4 times. I was in his movie. Do you know? You know this.
Wait.
I was in his movie.
I did not know this.
This is like that. Whenever I play Two Truths and a Lie, that's always my one that everyone thinks is a lie.
Can you send me like a timestamp that you were in the movie?
I should find a timestamp. I think I have it like filmed on my phone when I watched it. I'll send it to you. It's very – okay. So let me preface. So he came out with Never Say Never. And then like I don't remember how soon after he came out with Never Say Never Director's Cut – which was basically also in the movie theaters, and it had, like, extra scenes in it, and so I was in that one.
What are you doing? Are you, like, dancing?
Yeah, so his producer, I forget his name, John Chu, I don't know. Anyways, he posted on YouTube. This is, like, when I first started my YouTube channel, too. And was, like, calling all Beliebers, like, submit yourself lip-singing to the song That Should Be Me by Justin Bieber, and you have a chance to be featured. So I did it. I did it. That was the one song I did not know. So I like totally just read off the lyrics. I did like my laptop webcam.
Oh, and I'm my like, gosh.
It's in my like teal room. Long story short, I get an email like, oh, if you are in this movie, like you need to sign this. But they didn't say I was. So I was like, oh, maybe they just have everyone sign consent. So I went to go see the real movie. I wasn't in it. The song wasn't in it. So I was like, oh, they must have cut the song. Then, whenever the director's cut came out, my babysitter at the time, Barbara, shout out to Barbara. She took me to go see director's cut, and the song started playing. I was like, oh my God, this is the one I like did. But like, I was totally, all of a sudden, my face on the screen in the movie theater. And I'm like, oh my
God. That's so crazy.
It was a split second. And they didn't even put any parts of me singing it or like lip singing it. It was like at the end when the song was fading out of me like dancing.
That is so crazy. Oh my gosh. So, wait.
Fun fact.
I'm going to rewatch it now and be like.
I'll send you like a little clip. It's like so quick. But so anyways, but when I saw Hailey Baldwin change her Instagram to Hailey Bieber, like my 12-year-old self was really sad. Like I had a cutout in my room of him. Like I was obsessed with him.
Oh my gosh. I think a lot of people were though. So like it's so crazy that it was like almost like normal to be obsessed with him. But meanwhile, it's like. Wait, did you see that picture of him that was like on Twitter years ago? And it was like a picture of him like in a beanie and someone tweeted like, have you ever seen someone so perfect? And someone like quote tweeted it and was like, I literally saw someone outside of a gas station today who looked just like this. Like as if he's so average looking. Because like he really like he's he's a cute boy, but I wouldn't say I don't know. I guess.
It was, no, like, he's not cute anymore.
The whole act of him was like why everybody was so obsessed. But it was so weird. They like really. That was like a weird time for like teen girls. Like,
no, just, literally. That's when I realized I was really like into boys, I guess. it was the hair. And then I remember all the guys in my middle school like would do the flippy hair. Like it was such a thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I just think all so interesting and you know, they've come a long way and I hope they stay together. I really hope they like don't get divorced. Like I hope they have kids, honestly.
100%. I would love to see them make it.
Make it or break it. So the second and final thing that we just wanted to touch on is I don't even know how to pronounce it exactly. I can't do it perfectly. Rise and shine.
Oh, I thought that you were gonna say something else. I don't know how to pronounce it. I was like, what, she can't pronounce rise? Like
rise and shine.
Rise and shine. I can't do it either, but
I can't either. It's not. Well, guys, Kylie Jenner is genius. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, go watch her office tour, I believe it was called, on YouTube.
It was.
And she basically just, like, walks in, and Stormy's in there, and she, like, wakes her up. She's like, rise and shine, and it turned into, like, this meme, essentially.
The videos of her, like, trying out for The Voice with it, and, like, they all hit the buzzer. It's so funny.
I haven't seen that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's so funny. So, yeah, she sang it, basically, and then they made it this whole big, like, every meme account, every celebrity is, like, tweeting about it, like, the meme of her with the sunshine. And then they put it on sweatshirts. Like, so smart.
So smart. That is the epitome of, like, viral marketing. Like, it, or I don't know, viral marketing. Maybe not that term. But, like, she literally saw that and made sweatshirts. And it's now a ringtone on iTunes. My friend made it her alarm.
Really?
Yes. Wait. And stop. This article says, of course, Kylie Jenner is already trademarking Rise and Shine after it hit 1 billion views on TikTok. I can't even support TikTok. I can't. Wow. Can't do it.
Me neither. I'm not on it either.
I totally made an account because Delaney kept sending me TikToks and I hated watching them on the browser. And it's funny. It's like Vine, honestly, but I will not make TikToks. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely not my vibe.
Oh my God. So she applied for a trademark that covers belts, pants, coats, dresses, footwear, gloves, headbands, headwear, jackets, blah, 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 blah. And cosmetics. Oh, she's totally going to do a palette. That's so smart.
Yeah, that is. Well, the sweatshirts, in my opinion, I saw a tweet about this too. They look like they were made on Microsoft Paint. Do they not?
Oh my God.
Do they literally look like they were sketched on by, like...
You're not wrong. Oh my God, I used to love that app on my computer. Yeah. Back in the day. Oh.
But they literally do, though. They're like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, you guys. Like, on the side, it says Rise and Shine. And this, like, it looks like someone's, like, handwriting. And then they have, like, little music notes. And, like, I don't even know. It's, like, penciled on.
That's crazy. This says... A Rise and Shine Kylie cosmetic collection, tons of clothes, and maybe even an Ariana Grande single are all possibilities. Dang, she's really taking this and just going.
She needs to hit it, like, right now, though, because I feel like in, like, 2 months from now, it's going to lose all relevance, you know?
Yeah, it's already kind of dying. It was, like, the first few days, honestly.
Exactly. I heard people are doing that for a Halloween costume. Like, one person's, like...
Yep.
One person is... Like a sunshine, and then one person is Kylie, I guess, which is not a terrible idea if you do like a duo, I guess.
I think one of my friends, or she talked about doing that for Frat Beach, where you like dress up. She was gonna get on Amazon, there's like a sun costume, and like putting Kylie Jenner's face on it. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's very on brand for RN.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So yeah, I think that's kind of all for this episode.
Would you say that's what's happening?
That was so good. That is what's happening.
Yeah, that is. I think this is fun, though. It's just like a little midweek catch up, just more content for you guys. I mean, I like the podcast that I love to listen to. I just can't get enough content. That's just how I feel. So a little supplement to your week, get you guys going.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Let us know on the Facebook group or on Instagram post stories if you guys like this. I mean, we're going to continue to do it. Yeah. But if you do like it, let us know. We're so excited. This is such a fun episode, I feel like.
I feel the same. So we will talk to you guys all in 2 days. That's the cool thing about this, too, is that
content never ends. That's what's happening. I love that. We should definitely start saying that at the end. And we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Hey guys, it's me, Danielle. I'm always looking for, you know, just yummy things to drink that isn't just plain water, you know, just something to spice up my day. That's where LaCroix sparkling water comes into play. LaCroix was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshing flavor and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. I'm here for that. We always have LaCroix in our fridge at home by the pool. It's just such a vibe. You can enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie, sweetener, and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix is a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle and is available nationwide. For a full list of retailers, you can visit www.lacroixwater.com. I think LaCroix is amazing. It's just such a smart invention. I know probably a lot of you guys already drink it, but LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmental friendly. Yeah. LaCroix cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable, which we love. So for more information, you can join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water, at LaCroix Water, that is, or you can check them out at www.lacroixwater.com. Go get you some. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year
it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price, so they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.